You're with The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm Ross Reynolds. We heard a little Bobby Zimmerman there. We're going to hear a little bit more coming up on the show. But first, a group of local musicians is reimagining music from Disney films this weekend. That music is imprinted on our psyche.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Be our guest, put our service to the test. Tie your napkin round your neck, Sherry, and we provide the rest. Soup du jour, hot hors d'oeuvre, why we only...
Disney music comprises a great American songbook. Back in 1988, producer Hal Wilner gathered an eclectic group of pop, jazz, and avant-garde musicians to record a tribute called Stay Awake, various interpretations of music from vintage Disney films. As various as Ringo Starr and Herb Alpert performing When You Wish Upon a Star, Wayne Horvitz and Bill Frisell's take on music from Dumbo and Pinocchio, and Natalie Merchant, Michael Stipe, and the Roaches on this song from Bambi. The tradition of reimagining Disney music is alive and well here in Seattle. Tomorrow night, an 8-piece band and guest singers present what's billed as a magical evening of Disney music that'll be at the Royal Room in Seattle's Columbia City neighborhood. It'll be under the baton of alto saxophonist Jacob Zimmerman. Jacob performed in the Disneyland All-American College Band. They performed marching band renditions of Disney songs. He still loves them.
Part of it is the nostalgia of just having grown up with that music. It's so familiar to me. It just gives me that really like home type of feeling.
Katie Jacobson is one of the singers who will perform Disney songs.
I remember having a cassette tape of all the Aladdin soundtrack and just listening to it over and over and over again. It just made me feel like there was this otherworldly, magical place that I could go into at any time.
Disney, as one of the few things that you can see through the evolution of popular music, you can see like Beatles references in The Jungle Book, but then they're also including Louis Prima and Phil Harris, who work from a previous generation, and more recent movies, including the pop boy bands and stuff that were in vogue at the time.
At college, Katie Jacobson left Disney music behind, but it returned to her.
When I started teaching again, all of my students wanted to sing Disney music, and so I kind of reawaken my interest in that music and realized how amazing it is.
What does it offer the singer or the musician as a palette to work with?
It's very technically challenging for singers, especially because the vocalists that sing each piece are so well known usually, especially by little girls. And so trying to replicate that with your own voice and with the same authenticity that is in the recording is very challenging.
Are you a technically skilled singer?
I think so, yeah.
could you maybe give an example of a technically difficult part of a Disney song and just sing a little piece of it for me?
Let's see. Well, I guess I could do a whole new world, part of a whole new world. Unbelievable sights, indescribable feelings, soaring, tumbling, freewheeling through an endless diamond sky, a whole new world.
Wow, and you did it sitting down.
Yes.
Katie Jacobson. She'll be sharing vocal duties with Robin Holcomb, Casey McGill, and others for Saturday's evening of Disney music at the Royal Room in Columbia City. Jacob Zimmerman is going to lead the 8-piece band.